pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
What the fuck? Where is he? It is fucking 4:43. We close at 4 o'clock on Sunday. That motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Damn. Look who decided to fucking finally show up. You know how fucking long I've been sitting here?
Probably since 11 o'clock.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Do we have steak?
No, we don't have a fucking steak.
Check the fridge in the back. I think we have steak. Or vegetables or something frozen.
Well, something frozen, yeah. We have something frozen. If nothing else, we have my ice packs that I've been using for my fucking back.
Give me an ice pack and put it on my...
Which, by the way, I've been sitting here...
Put an ice pack on my face. I don't...
You know,
look at the bruise.
Ooh.
Look at this bruise.
Oh, that's going to be a nice little black eye. Look at that. That's nice, man.
It hurts.
What'd you do? Did you fall down your fucking stairs again?
No, I didn't do anything.
Misplaced the canes? Huh?
No, this is something much worse.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Mike, you didn't violate the whole restraining order with the psychic girl, did you?
No, I was thinking about it, but I haven't done that yet, no.
Okay.
This is much worse. You remember that show I used to do, the one that I created back years ago, and then that Skeleton Crew show? Well, somebody actually approached me on the street, because I guess they've been a long-time listener of that show, and they said, aren't you the guy that created the Skeleton Crew? And I says, yes, I certainly am. To which I got a punch in the face.
Deservedly so.
And
I should fucking hit you again for making me fucking sit around here.
But,
43 minutes.
But
fucking 43 minutes I was sitting around here.
Oh, okay, but do you understand? And I'm trying to, like, rationalize. I'm trying to understand what is up with this guy. I said, but I haven't been associated with that show in 2 years, and it's... I don't know. And he said, well, you see, that's what you get because you created it. So you made it happen. And I said, what do you mean? What did I make happen? And he said that I let a stoner and an alcoholic rant on the show. And he didn't enjoy that. And he's blaming that on me.
Well, see, that just doesn't make sense, because that was the whole premise of the show. A handicapped man that was mentally retarded,
yeah.
An alcoholic, and a stoner.
Right, but see, then the stoner left. And then the other one stopped drinking. But apparently now the other one is drinking again, and the stoner came back, and they actually went off on the air. And, I mean, I listened to it only because...
Oh, so that's why you're late.
Yeah, I heard it was a train wreck, and... Oh, my God, talk about jumping the shark. I think that that's just... I'm almost sorry that I created it, because it really... You know, I created this monster of a show, and this monster of a person, and now there's no going back. And, boy, do I feel sorry. You know what? If anybody wants, I will smack my head against this wall in solidarity for what anybody who listened to that last episode had to go through, the emotional turmoil of listening to the two of them rant drunkenly and highly.
Highly. My God.
Highly.
All right, well, come here. Let me look at that little bruise there.
Really kind of hurts.
Ooh, look at that. Hey.
I think it's getting swollen. Did you hit me again?
Oh, yeah.
I felt a slap, and that...
Yeah.
Why?
Well, here. I'm sorry. Just sometimes that helps with the pain, you know, and...
Yeah. Ow! You think that helps with the pain?
No. No.
Can I?
You know I threw out my back again. You made me fucking sit here.
Well then, how about...
Out with the pass, Michael. Out with the pass.
Let me slap your back, and then that will help with the sacroiliac.
No. I'm gonna stand up, stretch, and go take a piss, and you're gonna get all this shit ready.
I'm gonna get the shit ready. Well, maybe... Fuck. We should close the door. You know, you're letting all this nice, fresh air in. Maybe you should close the door for a little bit, because it's just not good for here. Yeah?
Fine.
Now you go pee-pee, and I'm going to get ready to roll this bitch, okay? And we
Deal.
Will never talk of that horrible show that has become a train wreck of massive proportions again.
Well, in all honesty, we don't have a whole lot of room to talk about train wrecks.
Did you understand that as of this point, I believe we get more downloads in a month than they do? And we're not even on a network.
Eh, no big deal. Alright,
let's roll this. Let's roll the bitch.
You're good to go?
Yep.
You're sure?
Mm-hmm.
Positive.
I'm positive.
You're not fucking this up.
Nope. And I got my watermelon Propel. We're all ready to go.
All right, and welcome to VHS Live.
You jackoff.
Oh. Shit.
Idiot.
Oh, it's just proper presentation. Come on, man.
Oh, God, that, oh, man. Oh.
You really got to bring it, you know. No one wants to hear, all right, and welcome back.
You
to
made me almost choke on my water, idiot.
This is another boring-ass episode where I talk completely monotone about completely bullshit monotone that about. No one cares about. No, because
this is VHS life, and we don't fucking do that.
You know, I don't understand why I have to wear headphones if you're sitting right next to me.
I don't know. That's what they always do in the studios and shit. Maybe we should actually read the manual on our equipment here. I mean, this stuff's all nice, new, and fancy, but...
I don't know. Oh, God, I don't know. My stomach is killing me.
Your stomach? Dude. Okay, so...
My stomach, my eye, it all fucking hurts.
So, get this.
Yeah.
You remember,
mm-hmm.
I had the chronic sprain in my back. Threw it out.
Yeah, your sacroiliac. Yep.
2 months later, I was good.
Yep.
I was back to the gym.
Ow, fuck. I'm gonna break our computer monitor. Be careful.
I was back, man. I was doing great.
Yeah.
And then,
doing great, yeah.
On my seventh set of squats.
Right.
I think it was my third rep. I was driving up out of the hole and felt a pop in my spine.
You're a dumbass.
It was only 375 pounds. That's not that much.
You're a dumbass.
It's not that much.
Again, you're a dumbass.
It's... Oh, Jesus Christ. You still have tuberculosis?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you should really stop smoking.
I don't smoke. That's the problem.
Oh, well then you should really start smoking. Okay. One of these times, come over when me and Tony are watching something in the back office and smoking the cigars.
I've been here when he was smoking the cigars, but I don't think you've been present. He used to smoke them with the State Farm guy next door when State Farm used to be in here before, before you know, the Mexicans took over.
Yeah. Well, hey, the antique store's holding their grand opening next week.
Already?
Yeah.
That's, wow. That's, different.
I know. I don't know how that's gonna... fair around here. I mean, with the taco suaves and bullshit. I mean, I hope taco. Some old ladies want tacos with their antiques.
Well, I'll give them a taco. You know, some of the old ladies probably have, like, you know, they're used to fish tacos, I'm sure. Rancid fish with the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, the fish is all, like, hanging out of the old sad looking taco.
And it looks like roast beef.
Yeah, just kind of looks like it should be put out of its misery. You know, kind
of
fish taco that's shit out way too much guacamole.
Whoa.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't either. I don't either. I don't, you know, I think we're starting to ramble like somebody else, so we should be careful.
But yeah, I've managed to throw my back out again.
Oh, your sacroiliac.
It's healing quicker.
So, wait, but is your back thrown out, or is your sacroiliac fucked up again, or are they the same thing?
Well, I just say my back, to be more specific, because people know exactly what I mean then. But no, the joint where your spine and hip meets, the lower back area right there, yeah, that's where I'm having my issues.
And that's called a sacroiliac.
Sure.
Ah.
I think your pronunciation's a little off, but I don't care to try it.
Sacroiliac. How do we spell it? If you told me how to spell it, I could look it up and, you know.
I don't fucking care.
Is my eye getting blacker?
No, not yet, Mike. No. That's going to take like a couple days.
Let me get a steak.
No.
Do you think down at Taco Suave they have steak?
They have beef. They have something they call steak.
You know, the grandmother that works in that store that cooks the food, she does not like me. I think she feels threatened because I walked in with the canes before and she didn't think that was a good idea. She thought I was going to use them as a weapon. And that's not what I'm going to do. I'm not like Trump. I'm not trying to send the Mexicans home, you know.
He's not trying to send the Mexicans home. He's trying to send the illegal Mexicans home.
Ah, that's how it works. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I want to... Yeah, I'm going to see if Granny can give me a steak.
Oh,
just like
well,
get a steak and put it on my
eye. You've been delaying enough. Our listeners demand it. Let's actually finish this. And this year's kind of been hell for us. But I mean, between sickness and sadness and thrown out backs, we've had a lot of kind of holdbacks. Plus,
we're
coming the store.
Up on a year. We should do something special for the year. Do you think Tony will give us the money to do that?
Probably not.
Maybe I should call him up at some point and ask him if he will give us the money to do something special for our year anniversary.
You can, or you can just wait until Tuesday.
I think we should do a live podcast in the store when the store's open and interview customers as they come in.
Oh, God.
I think that would be brilliant. Man on the street, press play video.
I'm actually somewhat okay with that, even though I know that could go horribly, horribly wrong.
If it causes me to get punched in the face again, I'm all for it, because that actually, you know, I would love to see somebody punch me in the face.
You know, it can't hurt your looks.
Probably not. And you haven't even commented on the goatee yet that I started again.
I know. I did tell you before. I am proud of that.
Feel that?
Keep going, man.
You should put your hand on my face.
I'm not touching it.
Like, it feels all, like, scrunchy and scruffy, and I just want to fucking feel it. Feel it. Feel it. I'm rubbing my microphone on it now. Yeah.
That's weird.
The female listeners are, like, putting it up down below, and it's like, I'd be like, yeah, see, ladies, when I go down on you, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I don't need to feel it, Mike, because I have a beard.
Oh, well then, here, hold on a minute. This is what it sounds like when Rhodes King goes down and you see, listen to him go, oh my God, I'm licking the microphone now.
Oh, Michael, I think you might have a concussion.
I licked my microphone. My tongue.
Did it taste funny?
All over it. Oh, it tasted... I don't know, what the fuck, man.
All right, so we've been gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
I can actually stand up and walk somewhat normal now. I'm not sick and dying.
So they didn't fuck you too hard then. I get it, okay.
Oh, now just life. Mm-hmm. You know all about that. It fucked you so hard. You got canes.
Mm-hmm. Certainly did.
All right. So what have you been up to, Mikey? That doesn't even sound right. I don't like it.
I started the goatee again, and also I know I mentioned it to you off air because I talked to you a little bit, but this is like the first time I've really seen you in a while. I think since the Phantasm 2 commentary, actually. You know, when I was over at your posh apartment.
I know. Sorry, I did miss a little bit of work there. Yes. Back,
which is why you're working today, and which is why I decided to make you sit for that extra time, because I had to sit here extra while you healed your sacroiliac.
You son of a fucking bitch. I knew.
And maybe that's why I ended up running into somebody that punched me in the face, because it was just, you know, a little get back service for what happened to you. See?
Yeah, deservedly so.
And also, well, I mentioned to you off air that My the first film that I ever done called Camp Out Nightmare is turning 30 next year, and I said to you that I would like to have the reboot out for next year to commemorate the 30th anniversary. So I was hoping in your injured and sick state that you would have used your pain to motivate your writing and actually have a draft for me by now, but obviously that has not happened as of yet.
Oh, no, I went and I saw Metallica, and I watched a bunch of movies.
Now, see, seeing Metallica doesn't help me. I mean...
No, but it helped me.
Watching a bunch of movies doesn't help me, you know.
It makes me more creative.
Well, have you actually written something?
Well...
That's a no.
Kind of. But I've written it in my mind, Michael.
Am I going to see a script this summer?
There's a chance.
What if I paid you, like, something?
There's a higher chance.
What if I gave you my body?
No, there's zero chance.
Well, you know, talking about, you said you watched a bunch of movies. I watched two as of late.
Wow.
One I watched on Friday night after we closed, and the other I watched last night after we closed. The first film is a new release, or it just came out on Blu-ray and DVD maybe a little over a month ago, and it's a little film called The Bye-Bye Man.
Oh, I heard horrible things about that.
I did too, and let me tell you something.
It is horrible, isn't it?
Whoever the fuck is saying that it's a bad movie should be shot. Because it's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie at all. As a matter of fact, I think I liked Bye Bye Man more than I liked Alien Covenant. And I get silence.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Bye-Bye Man because, you know, we got it in and I was all like, ooh. And then I remember everyone saying how shitty it was. It's like, no. Mm. And I just put it down. I don't know. Maybe I'll take it home tonight. I don't know. It has potential.
It's interesting. And if you watch the unrated version, it says, you know, there's scenes different from the PG-13 theatrical version. And obviously, I think I found... The one scene that is probably different from the theatrical
version. Were there tits?
There was not tits, but there was a black gentleman's ass. And you saw a white girl's thigh, and they had some Jungle Fever action going. That was enjoyable.
Oh.
Because you know that he was prepping to... The black one was prepping to fill the white one with his seed.
So, you just like the big black cock.
Well, you couldn't see that, but you know where it was going.
Your mind filled in the blank, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, because he was like, she was on all fours, and he was behind her, and then you saw that black ass, and you knew what was coming. She was getting a pounding. And I was all for that. I'm like, okay, you pound away. You do the jackhammer with her. Right.
See, Mike, I just can't really trust your opinion, though, because you liked The Gallows, and that was fucking
that's
horrible.
That's a great fucking movie, dude.
It was horrible.
No, that's not horrible. That's a brilliant fucking film.
I mean, and let's face facts, when we were assigning each other homework,
yeah,
we were tied. Because you just didn't like good films. You like shitty films.
No, I like good films. You're the one that likes shitty films. I mean, all those fucking Avengers and Captain America and fucking Iron Man and fucking MCU.
Those are good movies, man.
MCU. Who the fuck names their movies the MCU? I mean, you know.
The Marvel Comic Universe?
No, it's not the Marvel Comic Universe. It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Even know what it means.
Yeah,
come on,
I'm
Michael.
Not an idiot like yourself.
Well, no, I was
baiting
you.
I think secretly, yeah,
you're a fan.
I've never seen the only fucking Marvel movie I've seen or movies, correction, I've seen is Iron Man 1 and 2, and that's it.
And what did you think?
I enjoyed Iron Man 1, and I enjoyed Iron Man 2, and that's that. I enjoyed Iron Man 2 more than I've enjoyed Iron Man 1, actually.
So what stopped you from watching more?
Yeah, I don't know. Just haven't been in the mood for a superhero film. I would like to watch Deadpool. I have not watched Deadpool yet.
Deadpool's funny. You'll like Deadpool.
I would like to watch John Wick. Oh, wait. John Wick's not part of the Marvel thing.
No, not at all. But that's a very good movie.
Yeah, I would like to watch it because Chapter 2 comes out on the 4K and Blu-ray in about 3 weeks.
Would you like to borrow my 4K version?
No, I'll probably buy it myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to, you know, take... I don't think you would want me to take your disc into my homestead.
Yeah, that's true.
I could, you know, do some things to it. I could, you know, because, you know, I'm not well endowed in that area. I could use the center hole
as yeah, you my probably
pleasure
could.
Toy.
Michael.
I could make the center hole bigger. I wonder if the disc would still be playable if I did
that. No, it will not.
Can I borrow your disc and find out?
No. You can borrow some of my DVDs.
Ah.
Some, not all.
Hmm. Maybe I could take a DVD that's from back behind the curtain, because maybe those holes will be extra lubed because they're behind the curtain.
Yeah, I don't clean those fucking things.
Yeah. Somebody's probably had to, you know, take care of themselves in there.
Well, of course.
That's what I think.
I mean, I remember back when I was just a kid, before I even had a job here, mm-hmm. and Tony was cool and let me rent porn.
Yeah.
I remember I would jerk off on the disc in the case. Like,
he would have killed you, because I've seen what happens when those discs come back and he opens them up, and if there's anything on those discs or on the cases, he will clean them off with the alcohol, just spray them down with an alcohol, rubbing alcohol that he has in a spray bottle. He'll wipe the cases down unmercifully. Then he will go into the bathroom and wash his hands for an inordinate amount of time.
Well, what I did was I'd watch the porn and I'd get real close and I'd hurry out, pop it out, put it back in the case, and I would finish all over it and then close it up.
You would do the money shot all over the disc.
And then close the case so it all stayed inside.
Oh,
or as much of it as I could.
He must have hated you so much.
And then I would come back and there'd be either this Italian fuck behind the desk or this gimpy. Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
And I would hand it over.
Wow.
You still worked here then,
yeah,
and you're still here now.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's because I have goals in life, and I'm achieving those goals.
Yeah, you're going to be real pissed here shortly, because I'm going to be assistant manager again.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that, Spunkinator.
But Metallica was awesome.
Oh, God, Metallica.
Oh, come on. You
no, I
have
like
to
Metallica.
Admit you're a fan.
Hardwired to self-destruct. Ow.
Yeah. See? Good band.
Oh, I fucking banged my head.
Yeah, I watched them over in Jersey in the MetLife Stadium.
Did they perform So What?
No, they didn't.
So what, you boring little cunt? Well, who cares? Who cares what you do? The movie that I made where I am, it's called Dylan and Chris, and I play somebody who gets AIDS from a blood transfusion they receive after they get into a car accident. There's a scene in that movie where we have like a little party, and for that party, we had a strobe light going, and we had the cassette single of... I think it was Enter Sandman, and the B-side was So What. So this scene, it was just us in a room with a strobe light, and we played both sides of the cassette single. And the guy who played my friend that I lived with, his name was Chris. He also played Thorn in the Camp Out Nightmare films that I did. And he was supposed to act drunk, which he did, you know, because we were partying with a strobe light, dancing around, being all goofy. The scene ran, like I said, for like 10 minutes because we played both sides of the cassette.
Right.
And it got to the point where he was acting so drunk that I was laughing hysterically, laughing so hard that I literally pissed my pants.
I gotta see that one.
Yeah, and I
you still have that? Is that one up on YouTube?
It is not on YouTube, but even if I just put that scene up there, I literally pissed my pants. I mean, you don't see me piss my pants, but I'm literally laughing so hard at him acting drunk that I did piss my pants. And I just felt a warm stream of piss go down my leg.
Oh, man.
That was the summer of 1994.
We need to see that, Michael.
Yes. I should put that on YouTube, yes. I was on my knees the whole time because I can't really stand that well. So I was just on my knees rocking back and forth in the strobe light. And he was like, because it was like his little brother's room. And he had like one of those little rocking horses that the kids, you know, would use as like a toy.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I found a horsey. Let's ride it. And he fucking sits on the horsey and he starts like rocking back and forth, acting like he's totally fucking drunk. And I fucking started laughing so hard and I pissed. I was 14 years old at the time.
Oh my God. All right. Well, before we end on that sad, sad note, I just want to advise that if you guys out there have the chance and are so inclined, by all means, go see Metallica on this tour. Best concert I've ever seen. Volbeat opened for them. Very good.
Volva?
Followed Volbeat.
Oh, Volbeat.
Yes.
Volbeat.
We'll close out the show with one of their songs. Volbeat.
I'm going to retch out to Volbeat.
V-O-L-B-E-A-T. Yes, Volbeat.
Volbeat. Retch out the Volbeat.
Yeah, and they were followed up by Avenged Sevenfold. Pretty good. But Metallica was awesome.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah, check them out. Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. When are we going to start doing homework again?
One of these days. One of these days we will.
Yeah, because I still have the standing assignment for you.
I know the Revenant in 4K, and I just found my Revenant in 4K disc the other day, actually.
Watch that shit, dude.
I will.
We're gonna do Phantasm 3 next, but get that shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Because then we got Phantasm 3, 4, and then, you know, the other thing, maybe with 5, so yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, that other thing? We're showing 5.
Well, yeah, I know that. But, you know, we're doing that special. Maybe not as a real show. So, yeah.
Yeah. Should we announce it now or save it for part 3?
I mean, it's up to you. I don't really think we have time with part 3 because part 3 is just talking about the, you know, the movie. We're just, you know, we're in your apartment and, you know, we press play.
So well, we yeah, because you know, I have the bigger TV.
Right, right, right.
And more space.
Right, 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 right.
And an actual, you know, living room set.
Right, right, right. I have a hospital bed that, you know, my mother is basically on right now. Yeah.
Right, right. And we can't really sit on your mom and watch your dinky little 40-inch TV.
Well, no. I mean, you know, that really doesn't really work.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, it's now a 60. Inch, I believe it has gone up, or it's a no. It might be a 50-inch now.
I was gonna say 50 because I have 65, and
yeah,
you can tell the difference.
I think it's 50. I'm gonna check it when I get home. I'm gonna check it just to be sure, but I think it's 50.
Yeah, it's still not as big as my 65.
Probably not. No.
No.
But I watched Fuller House because I upgraded Netflix. So,
oh fuck you, man!
You can stream in, you know, 4K Ultra HD now. So I watched
okay.
two episodes of Fuller House.
Sidetracked. No one cares about 4K. Fuller House.
But it's
you know
so
what?
Good.
We'll actually talk about that shit. Just not now. After the break.
After the break.
Okay, but before the break.
Yeah.
Let's just drop the news, Mike. Let everyone in on it.
Yeah, drop the news. Go ahead.
Okay, so for Phantasm 5, mm-hmm. we've kind of teased it since the beginning.
Right.
Mike initially wasn't really on board, but Phantasm 5 will be aired by us. And believe it or not, it's a very special VHS presentation of Phantasm 5.
Well, would you call it VHS? I guess so.
Well, okay, so since all the other video commentaries that we've done have been obviously VHS, I made my copy Phantasm 5 off from the TV on an old VHS camcorder, and we've played it a couple times, so it gets a little scratchy and whatnot, and it looks aged.
Oh, it looks aged, all right.
So, we will be screening that through a very special, I believe, Facebook Live event?
That is the plan as of now, yes.
Okay, so currently planned that you will be able to watch
and possibly the take video part commentary. And comment along with us as we're commentating on it.
I'm not sure of the whole interaction thing.
Well,
and that's not because I'm afraid of the technical aspect. Cool. I just don't like talking to people.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, you wouldn't have to talk to people. I would just read the comments and then we could ignore them, you know.
I'm joking.
Like somebody
yes,
could
that
say
is
fuck
the...
you and I would just be like, okay, yeah, fuck me, and we'll go right on and continue.
Fuck Michael. Life is fucked Michael.
Pretty much.
Just take a look at his face.
Yes.
His shaky little hands.
Yes.
His canes.
Yep.
The legs that don't quite look right or work right.
Not at all. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to end on that sad note.
Yeah, we can end on that note.
Yeah, because fuck Michael J.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck Michael J.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break for Mike's mystery song that he always loves to play, and we'll be right back after this.
Right back.
Right back after this. Right back with more VHS Life.
God, right in my fucking ear.
I'm gonna
Oh, yeah. Do you feel that? Do you feel that facial hair on your vagina? How about on your asshole? I'll put it there, too. Yeah, that's right. And we're back on VHS Life. And if you're not aroused by now, what is your problem? I'm sorry. Did that come through on your headphones? Did that come through on your headphones? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I almost threw up. Okay, so...
I'm starting to think growing this goatee back was a bad idea.
No, it's an awesome idea. Rock it, man. You know, Mike, that makes you look more manly.
You think so?
Like a manly man. Like a manly man that would do a monthly podcast called Manly Man.
Ah, that could be something.
Anyway,
on to this show. Manly Man Ken.
On to this show.
Yes.
Where right now we decided, or more aptly, I decided.
Yes. Basically, you did decide, yes.
That sometimes some things just need to die. And we're not necessarily talking about Michael J. Yes, you're right. We are talking about franchises.
Yeah. Although I will probably die sooner rather than later.
God willing.
Yes. Then where will you be? You know, your life will probably be so empty once I kick the bucket.
Assistant manager of Press Play Video. No longer any of the cane stuffs and, you know, scuffs on my hard wooden floors.
Yeah. You'll have to invite Tony over to do the commentaries.
Oh. That'll go so much better. We could smoke cigars while we did it.
I don't think the girlfriend would like it if you smoke cigars in the apartment.
I'll just tell her the fireplace was going.
You have a fireplace?
Of course I have a fireplace. Well, then you don't have a fireplace?
I'll call her from beyond the grave and I'll tell her the truth.
Yeah. Next time we do a show at the apartment, we'll do it by the fireplace.
Aw.
I'll even have to turn the AC up because, you know, it's getting hot.
Yes,
but
it is.
We'll use the fireplace.
Yeah, okay. Can I stick my face in there and see how hot it actually is?
Please do. I bet you can see hell. Just stick your face in.
We're going to try that because, you know, in Phantasm 3, the fire will take me to the ultimate orgasm, the lord of the orgasm. Get it?
Okay, so the whole reason I wanted to talk about this is because I believe both of us actually seen Alien Covenant recently.
We did, yes.
And it just got me thinking, you know, sometimes franchises don't deserve to keep going. Sometimes they should just fucking stop. So let's actually discuss that.
Did you enjoy Alien Covenant, though? I saw your post on the group page, and I was like, you know, you're being kind of diplomatic with it. And I mean, look, I'm not going to say that I hated it, but, you know, it did kind of leave something to be desired. Even though I did like it more than Prometheus, I think right now Ridley Scott is just kind of like, I'm going to make a movie just to make a movie. And, you know, I looked at his age. He's 79 years old, and I know he's got more of these movies that he wants to do. He better get his ass moving, or else he's gonna kick the bucket himself.
I think he wanted to make a trilogy of prequels leading in to his original Alien.
Right. But see, here's what I think is wrong. Here's where I think Fox is probably wrong. Because of Ridley Scott wanting to do this, they shot down that Neil Blomkamp, or Blomkamp, however the fuck you say his name. He had a great vision for Alien 5 that would kind of wrap up the Ripley storyline, and Sigourney Weaver was going to return. It was going to be a whole big thing. I think concept-wise, it actually seemed like a really good idea. And the studio deep-sixed it because they're like, well, we have Ridley Scott, and Ridley Scott wants to make these movies. so we're not going to do Alien 5. They're going to, like, deep six it. And that's a mistake. That's a big mistake.
That could have been or could not, because I actually do like Alien 3, and that one would have just erased Alien 3.
Well, no, but like Alien 3 too, but I still would like to see where he was going to go with an Alien 5, because Alien Resurrection, I just don't, I never finished it.
Really?
I got maybe 50 minutes into it or so, and I was just like, you know what, I can't do this. I don't even remember it, because the last time I watched it was when I rented the VHS and copied it back when it first came out on VHS.
Oh, that's against the law, Michael. Don't tell people that you copied VHS.
Everybody did it, sir.
Of course, all you needed was some scotch tape.
Oh, my God.
Remember that copy garden? You just fucking put some scotch tape down and the tab fuck that over shit. It,
yes.
Yeah.
I would record I would record shit on SP, you know, the two-hour speed, and then I would take that tab right off. That's when I found out they had T-160s that let me get 2 hours and 42 minutes on SP speed.
Towards Alien Covenant, no, I didn't like it. Although I didn't hate it. I thought, you know, the acting was good. I thought the direction was good. I thought it all looked great. It was just a story. The story wasn't there. There was no reason for that to be a full movie. That could have been, you know, an act, half a movie, mm-hmm. But to stretch that fucker out as long as you did, yeah. It was like a two-part TV episode.
Yeah, there seemed to drag a lot.
There was no reason for that. There was no wait. There was, I don't know. Nothing fucking happened.
Well, I agree.
100%. That's my whole problem with it. So, yeah, that should not have happened.
You land on a planet.
And fucking Prometheus, in my opinion, was better.
I mean, not that I remember Prometheus much. But, which, you know, I should have remedied that, and I should have watched it again before I saw, you know, because Prometheus, there was a big gap between Prometheus and this, because Prometheus came out in 2012.
Yeah.
So there was a huge gap, so you figure if they're on that time frame, there's a very good chance that Ridley Scott could kick the bucket before they even
get his part of the fucking problem with this is too that the box office draws dropped off 80%, so there's not even certain that there's going to be a third one now. From release Friday until last Friday, it dropped 80%.
Well, see, that's why I really think that the studio should reconsider, you know, doing Blomkamp's Alien 5, because I think that that's going to be, I think that that would be a movie that would be better received than a third prequel from Ridley Scott at this point.
I think something along those lines could. I think the big deciding factor will be the new Predators movie. Or Predator, whatever the fuck it's being called.
Yeah, well, see, that's like a, I believe that is like a Predator 3, I think. Whether I'm wrong, I don't know. But I believe it is a Predator 3. See, but this is the problem. And, you know, studios fall into that. They did the same thing with Friday the 13th that they canceled, Paramount did, because of the performance of Rings, okay? Rings is not Friday the 13th, just like Predators is not Alien. So you can't base whether you're going to continue a franchise on the performance of another franchise. It does not work that way. They may be in the same genre, but they're not the same franchise, so, you know.
They're fucking fickle that way, man. I mean,
well, they're idiots is what they are. Let's
exactly
say they are. It like it is.
Because you gotta, when it comes to the movie business, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face facts. Are you gonna open Friday the 13th up in, let's say, July, Michael?
Well, you know, you opening it any time between, I think, April through September is probably a pretty safe bet for that. Because it could be a summer movie because camping is involved with that. So
I wouldn't do summer, man. I would do fall or spring.
Well, that's why I'm saying. Anywhere from April to September is good for Friday the 13th. Because I say September because, you know, you open it like the tail end of September. And with the, you know, window for movie releases now, if you get it in the end of September, there's a very good chance that it could still be around in theaters for Halloween. So, and that would just draw, because, you know, it's a horror movie on Halloween. It would make money.
Right, but they don't fucking think of that.
Of course they don't. And this is why, you know, we're just fans. We don't know, obviously. That's, you know.
Yeah, the problem is they invest so much money in a film, and then they think, oh, well, it's going to perform well. No, it's fucking not. You don't put that out up against, you know, Thor 6 and James Bond 38.
No, you don't do that at all.
Nope. No, you put that in its home fucking territory. It is not a summer blockbuster. I'm sorry, no matter what the fuck you think, horror films are not a summer blockbuster. Never have been, never will be.
And see, that's why I'll tell you, I think the big mistake that was made, Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, still had some backlash when, or still had some steam when Covenant came out. So I think if they would have waited an extra week or two, maybe it would have performed better. Maybe drop it in June.
What if it came out in April? It would have fucking killed.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But then you got to watch that, because you still had the Fate and the Furious come out around April 19th or something, or April 11th.
That series just needs to fucking die.
Yeah, but that's not
my
going
God.
To die. Well, it is going to die. They're doing 10, and then after 10, it's going to stop.
No, it won't. If it just keeps making money, well, no, they'll keep making them.
Well, yeah, but no, they have a clear vision, because, you know, it slowly but surely is declining in the box office. So
they don't have a clear vision. There was a fucking interview where the writer said it would go to space.
No, I read that they have a plan, and that after 10, it will conclude. 10 will be it. So right now they just did 8, you know, 8 just came out, so that you have 2 more, and then that's it.
Okay, do you still watch this franchise?
No, I only really watched the first one, the fourth one, and the fifth one.
Which one was the fifth one?
That was the first one that The Rock was in, I believe.
Yeah, okay, so I freely admit, I used to be a fan of this series.
Well, I figured with the cars, you know, you'd be all over that.
Yeah, I used to street race.
I'm going to get my fucking Charger to be a Tokyo Drift car.
I used to...
Hustle, Tokyo Drift car, huh? All
right, so I did watch the first 4 of these. And... No, I'm wrong. I believe I watched the first 5. And that's where I was done, because no longer is this just about street races and stuff like that. Now they're fucking Ocean's team or James Bond.
But the thing is, to keep it going, you have to evolve and you have to change your story.
That's fucking stupid is what it is.
But that's the only way to keep it going, is to change things up, make it different. Do something that people aren't, expecting. That's what they do with these movies.
You haven't even seen them, so how are you?
Well, no, I liked 5, and that was the last one that I saw. I didn't see 6 or 7 or 8 yet, but I will get 8 because I have them all. And actually, I think right now 6, 7 are on 4K, and 8 is coming out July 11th on 4K and Blu-ray, so.
Yeah, you don't need to. I don't need those.
I'll probably get the 4K discs of those. Because imagine, they will look good in 4K.
Right, right. And by all means, get them for the store. People will eat that shit up.
Yes. We do rent 4Ks now, honestly. There's a little section, but it's growing.
Right, and that's what I'm pushing. That's the future, man. We need more 4K. I'm telling you, I've been telling Tony, we got to really start investing in that. I'm
the one that fucking made the order for our little 4K section so far, so don't you go saying what you're doing.
No, I'm just saying that's the future. We got to push that. DVDs are dead.
I'll push it.
And we need to announce that Blu-rays are dead. Let's start pushing 4K.
Not everything is out on 4K, so I think we should really start focusing the inventory on Blu-rays and 4K, and maybe for some nostalgia, keep some VHS around like we do, and a few DVDs around.
No, DVDs I'm done with. I'm trying to push with Tony that we should just get rid of them.
He's not going
to
let you get rid of the DVDs in this store.
That's my push, man. VHS for the nostalgia, for the collectors. For that feeling. Because face facts,
I think
there's nothing better. But you got to embrace the future, man.
I think we have to get Tony on here and try to figure out what we're gonna do. I think we should have a store meeting on the show.
Ooh.
And talk about the plan for the store to keep it moving forward and evolving.
I'm actually good with that because I actually not only do I have the idea for embracing the future, but I have a much better idea. I have a vision for the store.
I'm sure you do. And that's going to get you. You have a vision that you're going to be assistant manager again, and I'm going to just keep being the little waving man out front.
Right. Well, talking about ambitions and my vision, mm-hmm. be all honest, I envision you dead or still working here, and I will actually take over mm-hmm. completely and fire you if you are still here. Oh. This will be my store.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. It's good for you. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, back to the subject at hand.
Yeah.
How many James Bond movies are there now? Honestly,
they will be working on 25, I believe.
Okay, so there's 25.
Yeah, but you see,
hush, mm-hmm. hush.
Okay.
There's 25.
Yes. Well, and there will be 25. There's 24 now, I believe.
Regardless, with this series, I think they do exactly what you said that the Furious franchise is trying to do. They keep it different. They keep it changing, and they have to because of different actors and whatnot. But that's a franchise.
Google, how many James Bond movies are there?
I fucking hate you.
You'll need to unlock your...
dickhead.
God damn it, I didn't unlock the phone.
Well. Okay. So, that's an example. I'm not tired of that franchise. That franchise can keep going right now. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, Daniel Craig is awesome.
There are franchises.
Spectre was weak, though.
I didn't watch Spectre.
I didn't watch Spectre yet either. I just heard it was weak. See, I'm going off of other people's assumptions. Actually, I'm making assumptions based on other people's opinions.
Right. Like, the Bye Bye Man's no good.
It's great. Stranger Things should not make it to season 2.
Oh, fuck you. Stranger Things is amazing.
I couldn't even finish it. I got 5 episodes in, and I'm like, you know what? I just don't care to go back to it.
It's amazing.
I just don't care to go back to it.
You have to finish it.
I can't go back to it.
You have to.
It's just, it's not intriguing me. It's not holding my interest.
Oh, my God, Michael. You got to go back.
It's not holding my interest. Well, your buddy Tony, actually, he marathoned it in 2 days. He watched 4 episodes one day and 4 episodes the next day.
Right.
And he loved it.
I agree. I totally love it.
And I
just bought the soundtrack on vinyl.
I'm sure you did. The soundtrack, I think, is amazing. The show itself...
The show itself is awesome. And it should keep going.
Like, die already.
But you know...
Maybe it needs to throw out its die already. Maniac. What's that?
The fucking Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah, but Harry Potter is basically dead. This Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find...
The same universe, man.
Yeah, but it's different because it's expanding upon that universe. So it's different.
It's different?
It's different because it's expanding that universe, so it's different.
Okay. I will give you that. I will give you that.
And it's not called Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts, so it's not... the exact same universe.
I will give you that.
If it was called Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts, then we'd have a problem. But it's not, so it still works.
Okay, so give me one that needs to die, Michael. Bring the fucking axe down on the franchise that has just been a disappointment. One after another. Time to kill it. Come on. Come on, Mike.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Trigger.
Oh.
After that fucking reboot and the fact that, you know, Robert Englund just is too old now and he doesn't want to do Freddy anymore, I think they really need to just let that series go. Because you're never going to find anybody to replace him. Nobody is ever going to be as good as he was, because Jackie Earl Haley did not do it, in my opinion.
Oh, he did a fantastic job.
He definitely did not. So that franchise needs to go bye-bye. Big time.
I completely disagree. Well, I disagree towards the reboot. I enjoy the reboot. I think Jackie Earl Haley was fantastic.
Of course you do.
I do. Towards the franchise in general, that franchise is such a fucking tricky one. I kind of want to agree with you, because let's look at it. It's most known for Freddy being the jokester, and I don't fucking want that.
Well,
I
that
don't
was around
want
four.
That.
And yeah, and the thing is, even with the reboot, you know, they tried to make him darker, but the thing is, the one-liners that they gave him, they were still, you know, it didn't make him darker. It didn't make him scarier. It still, you know, gave him that comic edge.
I liked that, though. That was just...
The thing is, yeah, but he was still the Joker. He wasn't scary.
He really
was.
Yeah, he was. He was fucking
scary. No, he was not scary. Just because you got that fucking grumble in your voice and you sound... Or you try to sound authoritative, but you're not. Doesn't work.
Why are you screaming?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't even cut you yet.
That's not scary. That's him trying to be funny and failing. That would be like him going...
No, that's just him being fucking arrogant, knowing he's in complete control of that situation.
No,
and just enjoying it.
That would be him going to an open mic and fucking standing on stage and saying that line or saying some sort of joke, and then all you get is crickets.
No. Yes. No, I completely disagree.
I completely agree with my own statement.
Of course you do. It's a stupid fucking thing to say, Michael.
I disagree.
Okay. For me, I say Die Hard. Die Hard needs to fucking die.
I didn't see Live Free or Die Hard because I'm afraid. Or not. Yeah, is that the fifth one? Live Free or Die Hard? No. No, what the fuck did they call that one? I don't fucking remember.
The last one that took place in Russia?
Yeah, I have it. I just never watched it because I'm
afraid. Oh, it's fucking bad.
Yeah, that's why
so
I never
bad.
Watched it. Because everybody says it's bad, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because I bitched about that mercilessly. Fucking hated that film.
I don't even remember what it's called, and I know of...
I mean, part of the whole attraction for Die Hard was the fact that it was... human. It was John McClane. You know, he cut his feet on glass and
yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yep.
Right, he was the everyman. And then in the latest one, he's getting hit by fucking SUVs, getting up and stealing. He was fucking the Terminator. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Fucking. You know what? My back hurts. I'm fucking done with this, man.
Your sacroiliac hurts.
Oh, you fucking hear that?
Oh, it sounds like a
fucking popping just from moving.
Sounds like a sprained sacroiliac.
Oh, yeah, you laugh now. Wait until I move your fucking crutches and you can't get up.
Sacroiliac. I'm doing that in the tune of a song, and I can't remember what song it was. Oh! The Harold and Kumar theme song. Do you ever hear that? It was like, Harold and Kumar, do-do-do-do-do, Harold and Kumar. Well, I'm doing it like, sacriliac, sacrilil, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Doesn't make sense, but oh well.
Good for you, Mike. All right, so we will be back with Phantasm 3.
Phantasm. Orgasm 3. Lord of the Orgasm.
There really is a Phantasm porn parody homage thing. I will put it on the group page. Ding, 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 ding. Not the porn, but the title, the link, so you can go check it out, people. It's kind of weird. I've watched a little bit of it.
I would imagine that it's weird, because you got, like, a ball or a sphere that has a fucking, probably a vibrator, but it also has a thing where it, like, just shoots right up your pussy and rips it to shreds.
It's not that creative. There's just a guy on stilts with, like, metal balls.
So the tall man really isn't a tall man. It's a fake tall man on stilts.
Yeah.
All right, that's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, he's on stilts, and like he unzips his fly, and two giant chrome balls drop out.
I think they need me to... I'll reboot the porn thing of it.
You want to go into the porn homage business?
I'll do it. I mean, apparently, if you take over and, you know, get back to assistant manager, I'm going to need a job.
Fuck, man. I will help with that shit. I mean, Evil Head 2, Come by Dawn.
God. Of course you would. Ha ha, Come by Dawn. Ha ha ha, Come by Dawn.
Right. The Re-Penetrator 2.
Ah.
Double penetration.
That could be interesting. Get a Sibian that goes in both holes. Actually, and then if you do it a 3, you know, Bride of Penetrator, you could have it go in 3 holes, triple penetration.
Yeah. Let's see, the XX Exorcist.
Yeah.
Cult of the Vagina.
Yeah, that could be sweet. Cult of the Vagina, yeah, that could be sweet. No roast beef here.
A Wet Dream on Elm Street?
Wet Dream on Elm Street. Take it down.
Right. I mean, come on. The Texas Chainsaw Vibrator Massacre or whatever. I don't know, but we can reboot all of these.
Yeah, that could be good. I'll take it.
It's perfect, Mike. It's perfect.
I agree.
See, those franchises need to continue. Whatever happened to the good porn parody? Whatever happened to that shit, man? Fuck.
I don't know. I wonder, though, but I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck. Alright, well, my back does hurt. I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah. Get to the charger.
All right. Well, on that horrible impersonation.
That's right.
We'll talk to you later, fuckers.
Yes. Orgasm 3 is coming soon.
Boy.
hurts. Ah.